Okay, let's continue with the lesson of region growing on slide number 12. We have already studied different type of criterium and how to compute them to decide how, when to add new pixels to a region. In this slide, you have a simple algorithm of how to add these pixels using recursive growing. Well, the idea here is one of the possible algorithms. You can imagine different algorithms if you want, but here the recursive growing will first choose the seeds. Then remember, if you have already good ideas of what kind of seeds, what kind of regions you want, then you should choose the appropriate seeds. And then for the seed, you start growing a region with this seed. For this, you create a region and call to this recursive function of adding pixels. Okay? And then the procedure add pixel, given a new pixel and a region, will first label the pixel as belonging to the region, and then go along all the neighbors of the pixel, of the current pixel, and if they are not already labeled, test if they can belong to the region, and then add the pixel calling to the same function. Okay? Well, if you choose the appropriate seeds, then the algorithm will work in the interest region of the image of your image, and at the end it is possible that some regions, some areas of the image will remain without label. This will be the background region in our application. For lab number 8, if you choose seeds in orange color and then you use a test criterion that more or less ensures that you only add pixels that are still inside the oranges, at the end you will end up with a big region that is not labeled, that corresponds to the sky, to the leaves on the tree, or whatever other things that are in your image. Okay? Okay. Maybe this is another kind of algorithm, maybe easier to program. It's a region growing, iterative, going along the whole image. This is a region growing in one, sorry, this computes, this obtains regions only in one pass along the image. For I and J along the whole image, then simply we are trying to label here the current pixel, and we will compare it, if this is our pixel IJ, we will compare it with the pixel in its left and the pixel, the upper pixel. Okay? Then if we are going in one pass along the image, when we are in this pixel, this region, this pixel, the upper pixel is already labeled, and the left pixel is already labeled. Then let's suppose this is what is called R sub, and this is the correspond to R left. Then our question is, does this pixel belong to any of these two regions, to the upper or to the left, to none of them, or to both of them? Okay? Then this is what this algorithm does. First, if it compares the current pixel with the left region, computing the testing criterion. Okay? Then it compares it with the upper region, also computing the test criterion. And then it obtains which region is more similar this pixel to. Okay? Then this minimum function will choose the value of the criterion and the region such that the criterion is minimal. For example, if the criterion is distance to the mean value of the region, okay, this chooses the minimal distance and to which region. Okay? Then it may happen that the two distances are very small, smaller than our threshold. Then it means that maybe the upper region and the left region were the same. And what we want is to merge them in only one region. Okay? Then, to try this, we compute the fusion test. And if it's possible to fuse both regions, then we call the joint region, we call it R. Okay? And that's it. Then this step only, if these two regions are similar, they are fused in only one. And after this is done, then at this point in the algorithm, region R corresponds either to the closest region to the pixel or to the result of the joining of the two previous regions. Okay? And then, if the value of the criterion is smaller than a threshold, we add the pixel to the region R. And otherwise, this pixel do not belong to any of the previous regions, and we could start a new region with this pixel. We could use it as seed for a new different region. Okay? Well, the interest of this region growing is that it will only perform one pass along the image, and at the end you will have all the image labeled. Then you will obtain all the regions in your whole image. This may be good for some applications and not for others. For example, in the case of looking for oranges in a tree, that you only want the oranges, you don't care about labeling the rest of the image, maybe this is not the correct algorithm to use. Maybe it's much easier to use the previous one, the recursive growing, that only tries to grow from certain seeds. Okay? Because this iterative region growing in one pass will try to label every pixel in your image as belonging to a certain region. Okay. Okay, and that's it about region growing. The second type of algorithm for obtaining regions is the split and merge algorithm. Here, the idea is instead of starting with a single pixel and try to grow the region, we do the other way around. Start with the whole image, look if the whole image is a good region, and if it's not, split, for example, in four pieces. Okay? And then repeat for each of the parts. If one of the quarters is already a good region, that's it, and otherwise split it again. Then we start with a big thing and try to make it smaller until the four properties are true. Okay? Then we start with the whole image and we will split it in regions until the property number 3 is true. It means until one of these small portions is homogeneous. And then the problem is that maybe we have split too much, and we may have two neighboring regions that could be merged in one single region. Okay? Then to obtain property number 3, we need a second step, that is merging every pair of neighboring regions that are still homogeneous once merged. Okay? Then the simplest way to implement it is using a quad tree. It means a tree with four branches in each level. Then the first node represents the whole image. Then if the whole image is not homogeneous, we split in four parts. Okay? Then at the second level of the tree, we have these four parts. And then again, If the first part is not homogeneous, we split in four, and so on, until the leaves of the tree are corresponds to homogeneous regions, homogeneous parts in our image. Okay? Let's see here a very simple example. Okay? Here in this drawing, light gray nodes represent nodes that are not homogeneous, and white and dark nodes represent nodes that are either white or either or dark in our image, but already homogeneous regions. Okay? Then in this case, suppose we have this image, then the first node is a not homogeneous region. We split it in four. The first one is already a dark region, then we don't need to split it anymore. The second one is a mixed region. We have to split it in four suns. Okay? The first one will be dark, second white, third dark, and fourth white. Okay? For the third region, it's already white, and the fourth region, we have to split it again up to two levels. Then this is the split part of the algorithm. Okay? Then what we need to do is, using all the leaves in our tree, try to find neighboring leaves that correspond to the same type of regions. Well, in this case, for example, this leaf corresponds to this node here, and this other is this one. They are neighbors. Then we need another structure to represent which elements of the quad tree can be merged in single regions. Okay? And what mathematical tools do we need for these properties of splitting and merging? Then, for merging, we already have studied a hypothesis test, the same hypothesis test that it was used to add one pixel to one region. Remember, using a student's distribution can be used to merge, to try to merge two regions. Okay? The other test we need is a test to verify when we should split in four and when not to split. Okay? Then the way to pose the test is our hypothesis test. We will assume that our property, same as before, follows a Gaussian distribution in each region. Then our question is, we have a region R with 4n pixels, and we have to choose between two hypotheses. The null hypothesis, hypothesis H0, is that the means and variances of the property on the four regions are the same. Okay? In this case, we will not split the region. Hypothesis H1 will be that the means and variances cannot be the same, and then we will split the region in four. Okay, same as before, we will choose a significance level, alpha, that is the probability of splitting a region being non-necessary. Okay? Then the probability of splitting a good region, we will choose 1% or 5% as this value. Well, then if you look in a book of statistics, you can find that these tests can be done using this statistic, this number F, computed in that way, follows an F distribution with 3 and 4 n minus 1 degrees of freedom. And to compute this value of F, what we need is compute the mean of the property in the four regions, in the four parts. Okay? This is mk, for k equals 1 to 4. Then m is the mean of the means, then the average value of our property in the four parts. And then if you look at this value of f here, you can see if the four regions are the same, the sum on the upper part of the fraction will be very close to zero. Okay? If the four parts are the same, exactly equal, this value of f should be zero. Then in practice, we will find a threshold value for f, and if the value obtained for f is bigger than this threshold, we will split the region in four, and otherwise it will remain with a single, being a single region. Okay, then this f distribution has three parameters. The first one is related to the significance level, is 1 minus alpha. The second one, in this case, is number of regions minus 1, then always 3, because we are using, we are splitting in a quad tree with 4 regions. And the third element for the degrees of freedom is 4 times n minus 1. That corresponds, same as before, here is the number of degrees of freedom corresponds to the total number of variables we have used to compute f, that will be 4n, minus 4, because we have already computed 4 values of means, the values in each region, the mean of each region. Okay, this is the reason why here we have this strange number for the degrees of freedom. Okay, and same as before, we need a table for the f distribution. For example, let's suppose we have a region of 16 by 16 pixels. Okay, it means we want to verify if we should split in 4 regions, each with 64 pixels. Okay, then n in this case will be 64. Let's suppose we want to use significance level of 5%. Then the value we need to look for in the table is f, corresponding to the 0.95, 3, and 252, that is 4n minus 4 in this case. Okay? Then if you look at this table, the f distribution has 3 variables, then usually it takes several pages on a statistical book. This is one of the pages, the page for alpha equal to 5%. Okay, then alpha equal to 5%, the first degree of freedom is always 3, and the second value in this case for this example will be 252, that is in this case 2.60 will be our threshold value. Then we compute the value of f, and if it's bigger than 2.60, we split in 4. If it's smaller, we don't split. That's it. Okay? If we want to use alpha equal to 1%, this is the corresponding table. Okay? In this case, the threshold value will be a little bigger, 3.78. Okay? And that's it. Any question? Then this is the test for splitting in 4. Then for the second part, for the merge operation, we should use the same the test for merging two regions will be this T student test that we explained in slide number 8. Okay? And that's all for today. Do you want to ask any question? Well, remember that for lab number 8, on next day we will study the theory of color, how to represent and to manage images using colors, and then you will be able to program lab number 8 using the theory of this lesson of region growing and the theory of color. Okay? For this application, you should program a region growing algorithm starting with seeds in the orange color, more or less. And the criterion for the growing of the regions, you should choose either single criterions, a simple threshold, something like that, or you could try using this hypothesis test. Not necessarily using the more complicated algorithm will give the best results, but if you try several algorithms, you will get better qualifications on your practical. Okay? Thank you very much.